This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Tony.
What up?
Can you believe we've had 7 months without an NFL game?
Yep.
Yeah, it was crazy. Well, good thing that's over, because NFL is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving you a can't-miss offer for week one. This week, new customers can get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you just bet $5 on any NFL game. That's ridiculous. So DraftKings is hooking up everyone with game day greatness. All customers can take advantage of two new offers every single game day this September. So download the app now and use code K100 to sign up. New customers can take home $200 in bonus bets instantly for just betting $5. That's code K100, only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official betting sports partner of the NFL. And the crown is yours. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPENY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 1-888-789-7777. Or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino Resorts in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. ccdkng.co/football for eligibility, terms, and responsible gaming sources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility deposit restrictions apply. DraftKings is back, and I'm ready. I'm all in on it. Bro, it's an incredible betting app. It's got tons of options. I mean, it's awesome.
If you're into sports gambling, if you're into the NFL returning and all that, and you want to grab some bonus bucks from DraftKings, download the DraftKings Sportsbook right now and use the code K100 to sign up, and you'll get $200 in bonus bets instantly as long as you bet $5 or more.
And the great thing is you can bet right now on baseball. You know, we got college football and pro football coming up. Check out the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the code K100. Boom. I just look at you like Fish looks at CM Punk.
He's a dirty motherfucker.
Yo, we're back with another edition of Keeping It 100 Sports. Boom.
Just real quick to start off with, nothing much changed in baseball this week except for the fact that my Atlanta Braves won the division with like over 2 weeks left in the season. They're upset by
seven. Beat the Phillies two in a row?
Yes, we did. Three out of four.
Mm-hmm. Three out of four.
Yeah. A good tushy whooping. So right now, so Houston, Texas, and Seattle and Toronto are all fighting for two wild card spots in the American League, and that's very hot and heavy because Texas now got. They just lost Scherzer, but then they got hot again. So they've won five in a row. So they're back in the wild card spot. And it's like, see, bro, Seattle was like leading the division, and like now they're in the wild card, but now they're like in the last wild card. They're like, they're out of it right now. So it's kind of like very fluid, like how these things are changing. Yeah,
Texas had lost like 12 out of 14, yeah, and then Scherzer got hurt. Now, yeah.
So then in the National League, it looks like we got. Okay, so the Phillies kind of like got the wild card. They got like a 3.5 game lead over the Cubs, who have a 2-game lead over everybody else. And the other teams are, then this is a big, this is an interesting race because you got Miami, Cincinnati, Arizona, and San Francisco. Four teams fighting for the last spot, and they're all within like one game of each other. And the Cubs are just 2 games ahead of them. So this could be, you know, like there's going to be some interesting baseball. Like I'm invested in this like every night. The nights of the football aren't on. So, but and it's just, it's funny too. I saw San Diego won a series against Houston a little bit too late, yeah. Obviously.
So. Right, very late.
Right, it's ridiculous.
And but I think they're going to trade our best pitcher, Snell.
Right. In college football, shout out to the Miami Hurricanes. Very impressive.
Did you see that game?
I was watching because I bet on Texas A&M. So, but Miami looked very – and it's weird because Texas A&M got off to a good start, and then the second quarter you saw the game changing. Now, I was literally thinking of, like, big – betting Miami at that point, but I already had Texas A&M because I –
Yeah, but it was a good start because we were making all these mistakes. The guy fucking fumbled on the kickoff return, and they recovered.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, next thing you know, they were up 14-0, but – I'm so happy because for so many years I've been waiting for a good Miami team and a great quarterback, and we got neither, even though we had guys like Randy Shannon, who used to be a player for the Canes, and I was like, okay, this is the guy because he used to play for us. And then you had Diaz, who's Cuban, and his dad was a mayor, and he used to be an assistant coach, and he used to work in the ESPN analytical thing, and he was a coach of the defensive team. He didn't come through. I like Cristobal because the first thing he did, which he knew was so important and the most important thing, since he used to be an offensive lineman and he was great at getting offensive linemen at Oregon, he refurbished the offensive line. And then we got Tyler Van Dyke, who was ACC Rookie of the Year before he got hurt, and he had a great fucking game, bro. He's fucking ridiculous.
So basically, last week in college football, all the teams won that were supposed to win, except Alabama rolling tide. The Crimson Tide is just, bro, the SEC does not look very impressive early this year. Remember, like early in the season, SEC teams like always win their non-conference games, right? Bro,
right.
We've already had like, you know, and then let's be honest, Texas, that was a pretty decisive win. Even though it was 7 points, they at no point in that game looked like the second best team out there. You know,
right?
And you saw what FSU did to LSU, and those are two kind of perennial SEC powerhouse schools. You know, with Brian Kelly and stuff. And right off the bat, they're like, you know, bro, the SEC's come down to earth. And I'm looking at the rankings here, dude. Like, look at all these Pac-10 teams that are ranked high. You know, like Utah, right. USC, Oregon, Oregon State looks good. Washington and Washington State look good. They all got all these teams got quarterbacks, and of course, Colorado. Who, like, you know...
Well, let me just say something about Texas and Alabama. This was another thing of, you know, the mentor beats the teacher because Sarkisian was you know, used to work under Saban. And that Texas quarterback, Ewers, he looked great, bro.
Hey, a lot of good quarterbacks out there.
I thought Alabama, when we did our college football predictions, and I said it, they may have problem because this quarterback doesn't have any real experience under him. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And this is not the same Alabama defense we don't have because Georgia is getting the recruits of these top, you know, defensive linemen, pass rusher, defensive back guys that Alabama used to get. Now Kirby Smart's getting them all at Georgia, you know?
And you know what? This was so weird. Texas A&M, and I know this because I follow the recruiting, like the top 10 recruiting teams. And this year they had the number one, you know, defensive player, defensive line, and last year's number one defensive player, best defensive player, and they had them both in the same game. But Miami was too much. But go ahead. What other game do you want to? Oh, and then again, like you said, Deion did it again.
His kid looks unbelievable. They're this pro scout. I read a thing.
He's
pro
great.
Scout said he looks elite in the pocket already at his age. Like he looks like an elite quarterback in with his pocket. Because he doesn't really. He's not like he can run. He's really fast, but he plays like a pocket quarterback. You know. So this guy's going to be. He can really be.
Like I told you last week when I was watching the game again, who did Colorado beat last week? And I actually
Nebraska,
saw the game.
Smoked them. And like a lot of people thought Nebraska.
No, the week before that, the first week that they won.
The first week they beat TCU.
Which was TCU. And I remember I was watching that game, and one of the guys goes, fucking Sanders, Shamar, or whatever his name is. Yeah. He goes, Sanders' mentor is Tom Brady. So you can imagine all the quarterbacks his dad has paid to come to the crib to teach him, talk to him over the phone, break down film, like, you know, and he's got a good head on his shoulder, and your dad is Deion Sanders. That ain't bad.
Right. So it'll be interesting. I don't know.
He's looked great in the first two games.
Yeah, but we'll see what happens this week. So Selena Quintanilla was a force of nature, but when a loyal friend betrayed her, she met a fate she never deserved. Even The Rich is a podcast from Wondery that tells you the stories of the crazy lives of the greatest family dynasties to pop culture superstars. Their new season, Viva Selena, you'll hear how she made a massive cultural impact and became a legend the world will never forget. All before her 24th birthday, she had already left a legacy across cultures that would continue for generations. Her huge talent was nearly overshadowed by her untimely death. She was shot by a close friend and confidant, but there's so much more to Selena's story than her tragic passing. She was kind-hearted, brave, and tried her best to bring joy to everyone in her life. The positivity she put into the world still carries on, nearly 30 years after her death, and she will always be the queen of Tejano music. Enjoy Even the Rich on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge Even the Rich, Viva Selena, right now, ad-free on Wondery Plus. Get started with your free trial at Wondery.com/plus. That's Wondery.
You know, Selena was a big part of my life. And the thing is that I actually saw her in Calle Ocho, which is this festival they have in Miami every year. And they bring in artists from all around the world. And she was there. She's very charismatic, very pretty, great voice. She was just a superstar, bro. You know how those people, you just see them standing and they look like a superstar? That was her. And plus, she was doing Tejano music, which was kind of like a male-dominated genre, and they didn't want women in it, so she was always getting dissed, and they wouldn't play her music, but she broke through. She was a humongous success, like in Mexico and all the Hispanic places, like, you know, Corpus Christi and Dallas. Then when she died, which was kind of sad, she had this song in English. It was like a ballad, really nice ballad, and that did really good numbers. But if she would have broken out, like, now, with the popularity of, like, Bad Bunny and Cardi B and Karol G and all that, she'd be a monster, you know. So it's a good story. Check it out. Selena, great music, great artist.
Even the Rich on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, Mel. Bri here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey! If you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
Let's get to the NFL. Because Thursday night, Detroit upset Kansas City, but it wasn't too much of an upset because... Kelsey was out, and he's desperately, sorely missed, obviously.
And Kirk Jones is out.
Yeah, and the wide receivers.
Now they're both back.
The wide receivers on Kansas City are terrible. Kadarius Toney, who had three drops, one of them went right through his hands and defender's hands for touchdown.
Inexcusable.
He scored on Pro Football Focus. Okay, they're like the number one evaluator.
He had five drops that game.
He had the worst.
Oh, no, the wide receivers had five drops. Yeah,
he had Kadarius Toney had the worst wide receiver grade since 2018 for a single game from any wide receiver in the past 5 years. That's how bad the guy was, and they can make a quarterback look bad. So that was interesting.
So let me see, because I want to get this right. So you're right. He had three drop passes, but the wide receivers as a unit had five. Okay, obviously that hurts.
Yeah, he was hitting. Mahomes was hitting these guys in the hands on big plays, and they were just not catching the ball. So my Falcons, their defense looked impressive, but their offense did not look good at all. They won 24-10 because they turned Bryce Young over a bunch. So, but they
one guy looked good on offense. One guy looked real good on offense.
Yeah, Bijan and so did Tyler Algier. The running game looked good.
Right. Yeah, Algiers did too. You're right, both of them.
But it's funny too, because like all the early games.
Did you see that move that Bijan did in a very close space and just juke motherfuckers out and just?
He had three guys in front of him and he scored.
Right,
three guys right
he's
in front of him.
He's the real deal. Yeah, right. He's going to be fun to watch.
Well, it's funny too, because at 1 o'clock, like a lot of these games were stinkers. You know, the Browns destroyed the Bengals because Burrow couldn't do anything because he's still hurt. It's terrible.
Why are they playing him, bro? The guy had 80 something yards. That's ridiculous.
And the Jaguars played look good. They get the Colts. Anthony Richardson looked better than I thought he would. So they might not stink as bad as everybody thinks. Big upset. Baker Mayfield took his Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who's supposed to suck this year, and then they beat Kirk Cousins, who didn't look bad. Like Jefferson had 9 catches for 150 yards. Cousins 3, but they just they gave up big plays. You know, Tennessee and
also I want to say that. Joe Burrow wasn't the only guy that looked bad because he looked bad, but so just the whole offense in general looked bad. Wanted to throw that in there.
Right.
Tennessee, and it was raining the whole fucking game too.
Tennessee and New Orleans was all 8 field goals and 1 touchdown a game. That sucks.
Right.
49ers smoked the Steelers. They look like a championship level defense again with Bosa out there. They the first 5 possessions, the Steelers had 1 yard and the game was over. It was like 20-0 right off the bat. So the Commanders and Cardinals both of them.
And not only that, one more thing that we have to say. Purdy looked good, and the wide receiver, Yuck, had a monster.
The Commanders and Cardinals, these things are going to be irrelevant this year. The Ravens could be approaching irrelevance, losing Dobbins. The offense did not look that good. Chris Stroud did not look good for Houston. He's over 242 yards, but there was never any like threat of like a sustained drive from this team, you know?
Did you see anything of the Miami Dolphins game?
Oh, we're going to get to that. Packers, I'm just going down. The Packers looked very, very impressive against the Bears, defense and offense, but Jones is hurt, and so is Christian Watson.
Okay, let me tell you this thing. Let me just say this thing that the offensive lineman had written, and this has been been a big thing because, you know, Jordan Love, you know, looked great. You know, he spent like three seasons behind waiting for Aaron Rodgers. So this offensive lineman, Dave Bakhtiari. Right. He writes, and a lot of people chimed in on this. Congrats at NFL. How many more players have to get hurt on artificial turf? You care more about soccer players than us. Because I was wondering what he meant by that, and then I found out. It says, you plan to remove all of artificial turf for the World Cup coming up, so clearly it's feasible. I'm sick of this. Do better. The honest truth, the price point of teams and stadiums now is so high that owners think they can justify having one of these venues just for football and a few concerts. And I think he's absolutely correct. You know, they're trying to save money because they had a English Premier League game like in July. I think one of the teams was Manchester and they were playing on grass, you know, and then they would look. I was reading this thing where like Nick Bosa got hurt on grass. The Ravens cornerback Fuller also got hurt on grass. Like a lot of people been hurt on grass.
So the Raiders
and our boy Aaron Rodgers got hurt on grass. Go ahead.
Well, this brother got hurt on turf, not grass. They want grass.
Turf. Yeah, my bad.
And then mixed up, yeah. So yeah. Raiders and so the Raiders do what they do is they beat the Broncos again. They think they're like 7-2 the last nine against the Broncos. They like own the Broncos. The Eagles had some trouble in New England. Yeah, the Eagles did not look that impressive. Maybe just the Patriots' defense looked really good against them. And Mac Jones came back, but they didn't win. But the Eagles, Eagles and Patriots was an entertaining game, but nothing was like the Dolphins Chargers, which was just a shootout.
Yes,
Tyreek went off.
Lead changed seven times.
Right, Tyreek went off. Tua went off. He was just chucking the ball for the stupid coach on the Chargers with single covering Tyreek Hill. It's insane. But I think that I do not see the Dolphins having that type of game against New England this week. It's going to be completely
different. Well, let me just say this. Well, Bills are supposed to have a good defense, aren't they? I mean, my bad. The Chargers are supposed to have a good defense. You know,
they like guys hurt though, so that's
you know, everybody was talking about the Bills and the Jets. But I'll tell you what, when Tua's healthy, that's what you get, bro. The guy had over 450 yards passing. Okay, and Tyreek. And anybody, you should look at this. He cooked, and I do mean cooked, the Chargers twice. It was almost like, you know how like you would play like playground football and they say go for a bomb, just go as far and as fast as you can? That's what it looked like.
So then the Rams, Sean McVay owns Pete Carroll. I think he's 11-2 against him now. The Rams, big win on the road. They're not supposed to be good this year. No Cooper Kupp, but their defense looked good. Their defense was supposed to be bad this year, but they made Seattle look like the worst offense in the league, second to Cincinnati this past week. And then, of course, the Cowboy massacre of the Giants.
Oh, my God.
Well, bro, Micah, this was the thing. If you go watch it, like if you just watch the condensed version, bro, right. Every offensive snap the Giants had, Micah Parsons is manhandling the tackle and is like he's 2 yards, like he's putting pressure on immediately. You know, like almost every play they ran, it was crazy. Just how he just.
I remember 2 years ago, I brought him up, and you didn't think he was a big deal, and I was like, "Bro, that guy's gonna be a big deal." They had 7 sacks, okay, and they hurried the quarterback, I think, like 12 times.
Yeah.
I mean,
because Parsons was disrupting the pass. It was one guy. He would just change.
And Daniel Jones, much like Burrow, just signed a huge contract and looked like shit.
Yeah.
Bro, he had like 100 passing yards. Disco, how is that possible?
He can't. The defense is too good. They shut him out.
Yeah.
Then Monday night, of course, the Jets. Aaron Rodgers goes down. But bro, that's honestly, I saw that Raw only did like 1.353 million people. Bro, the curiosity when Aaron Rodgers got hurt, I think everybody turned on that game. You know, because you hear Aaron Rodgers is hurt, you're turning on Monday Night
right.
Football.
Well, even if he didn't get hurt, you know, was Aaron Rodgers debuting for the Jets? You know, and that's the biggest market in the U.S.
Huge viewership, 22 million people across their all the ESPN and ABC networks watch that game. So that's a crazy number. But I'll give the, you know, everybody's saying it's funny. You know, Zach Wilson didn't look that great, but you know, I'm not counting the Jets out because like that, you know, Zach Wilson took over after the Rodgers' fourth play, so he basically played the whole game and they beat Buffalo. So, you know, I'm not too sold on Wilson,
and I'll tell you why. I'm not too sold on him. I'm not saying he can't do it.
Nobody's going to be sold.
You remember last year, he had like 7 straight games where he was ineffective and the coach put Saleh or whatever his name is, he pulled him, you know? Right. And then the other guy that they had put in his place, he plays for the Dolphins now, White.
Right.
Okay. Then they had Flacco, who's like 38 years old. Yeah. But you know who raised his hand that he wants to be their quarterback? I think you read this, right? Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Would you give Kaepernick a chance?
Oh, God, no. But the guy's been out of the league for like 4 or 5 years. He'd suck.
But there's a video, bro. There's like this video where he was working out with like Derrick Henry and CeeDee Lamb and fucking Waddle of the Dolphins. And they were all putting him over. They were like, yeah, he could still play. So, you know, why not give him a shot? If he doesn't work out, then you pull him.
NFL insider Josina Anderson said the Jets are not going to pursue Kaepernick. The mindset is to bring in guys who fit the system and the chemistry of Zach Wilson being their guy. And
Flacco knows the system.
Hey, Conan, what are you doing over there?
You're right, Mr. Raybon. Hair growth products do come with side effects.
Conan, what are you doing over there?
Let me finish reading, jack off. Like impotence, rectal leakage, and sometimes iron deficiency. But there are those willing to risk the chance to obtain a full head of hair.
Raybon, rectal leakage? What are you talking about? Give me that.
What the hell?
Wait, this is Retail Space by Raul Garcia, a book?
Yes, a book. What, don't think I can read?
I didn't say that.
All right, well, I can read it on your face. Nothing?
What's this book about?
It's a juxtaposition, tremendous word for Latino, of aliens in outer space to humans working in the retail industry.
What?
Let's put it like this. You ever work a customer service job?
Well, I've had to fill in helping out at Sapphire's, the staff was short, so...
Well, imagine if you had to live your life every day working for a retail store that was like the military, having to help rude customers, dealing with a manager that has it in for you because you're chatting up his girl, giving you all the shit jobs. Now imagine you and all the rest of those people were weird looking aliens in outer space. And you should know about Martians in outer space because you actually threw that idea in WCW.
Right. This is interesting. I wonder what alien life is like.
You want to know more?
Well, you can't stop there. That's like giving a guy your finisher to match and cutting the commercial break. Hey.
Give me that. Go get a copy of your own and don't ever take a book out of my hands again.
Well, I'll just get one of my own. Where'd you get it, Conan? Yeah.
Tell him where to find it, Joe. Boom.
With over 10 plus years of working in the retail industry, Raul Garcia puts his experiences and issues that he has with the retail industry in a humorous book that many can relate to. You can find Retail Space in either paperback or Kindle format on Amazon. Just go to the Amazon search bar and enter Retail Space, RetailSpace, Retail Space by Raul Garcia. Check it out on Amazon now.
Well, a simple Amazon would have worked.
That is true, but if you want to get a good read, check out Raul Garcia's book, Retail Space. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Here's the thing, and this is what the Jets are like, the buzz is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if the Jets, there's two ways you can look at this. So if the Jets are still playing good and they're in the playoff hunt, okay, with Zach Wilson, then you're probably not going to make the change. However, if the Vikings are stinking and probably not going to make the playoffs, this is the last year of his contract, they may go after Kirk Cousins and grab him for a playoff run if they think they have a chance of winning the Super Bowl. And like, then the Vikings would just like, you go get away from Cousins because they're losing him after this year anyway. So that's a mindset.
That could be it, yeah.
Few interesting games I'm looking at.
I just want to say, you know, what's this guy's name? He had three interceptions. Whitehead.
Huh?
Okay. And bro, what do you think about Gibson's fucking running it back? That was incredible.
Yeah, it was a great, win. So this, so this week there's a few. There's of course there's some stinkers because there's a lot. You know that it's funny too because everybody says scoring's down in the NFL. It's like like all the good quarterbacks are retiring and all the new quarterbacks are kind of very mediocre. You know, so like, we got like a lot of good. There's a lot of quarterbacks. Right. So this week, Minnesota at the Eagles tonight as we're recording this. The Eagles should win decisively. A game I'm looking at, I'm going to be home in Atlanta this weekend, so I'm not going to the game, but the Falcons-Packers looks like an early season interesting matchup, 2-1-0 teams. Ravens-Bengals, we'll see how Cincinnati...
What games are you going to go out of your way to watch?
I go to the sports bar and watch all of them with my friends. We go to the sports bar that has all the games on.
But so which are the ones you're looking most forward to that you're like, all right, I like these matchups?
Chiefs and Jaguars should be a very interesting
all
game.
All right, that's a good game, yeah.
49ers and Rams looks very interesting now, you know, because the Rams look quite solid. I'm interested to see because the Cowboys dismantled the Giants offense. And now the Jets, after coming off a win, off a high.
Oh, yeah. They play Dallas. Wow.
Right. They come into Dallas.
That's going to be good.
It could be good or it could be ugly. It's going to be interesting. The Jets defense played solid too. So that could be like just a dogfight, you know. And of course,
we'll really find out where the Jets are at after this game, right?
And we're going to see where Tua is at, playing a strong defense as opposed to what they played last week. Dolphins and Patriots. That's a Sunday night game. That's going to be a good game to watch for Sunday night. So those are the games I'm interested in this week. We'll see what happens.
All right. Let me bring up a couple other little things here that I don't think you watched. Did you watch the U.S. Open, any of it? You don't like tennis or no?
Yeah, it was what they had the game. They had Djokovic on one of the TVs at the sports bar I was at. So I wouldn't really.
So Djokovic beat Medvedev. And for his 24th, Open Grand Slam
title. He's 36 years old too. He's not a young. He's not a youngster. It's crazy that he's.
Right.
You know, he's doing this at that age, right?
Right. And Coco Gauff beat Sabalenko.
Right. She had a meltdown, like she always does. That's her thing. She's like one of the most talented players on the tour, but her body language just kills her every time. She's always like
Where Coco's really like, cool just the like time. Yeah. Coco's usually very cool.
Very cool.
And bro, and I couldn't believe it. I was reading this thing on her and the other American tennis players, and they make like $10 million plus just on endorsements. Like they make a lot of endorsement money. Right. I wasn't aware of that.
Well, especially the hot ones too.
The other thing I wanted to mention is we haven't won a Grand Slam American, bro. You won't believe this, in 20 years. Okay. I remember like when Michael Chang won as a teenager and they were like, yeah, he's, that era that it was like him, Sampras, Andre Agassi, Jim Courier, and everybody thought Jim Courier was going to be the next big thing. The problem is that Courier ran into Federer, Nadal, and Djokovic. But there's some good American players to look out for. It was almost an all-American semifinal in the U.S. Open. So there's a lot of guys that you should look out for. The brother, Tiafoe.
Yeah, Tiafoe.
Fritz,
getting there. As Djokovic is retiring, and you're seeing like there's definitely some shoes to fill for some of these spots, and some of the Americans aren't that far behind guys like Medvedev and
And they're all young.
Perez and stuff, right? Yeah, they're young.
Because Shelton's he's my favorite of all of them, and he's like 20 years old.
Well, with the busy fall season already in swing, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days. We recommend here Factor, which is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. It can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. If you don't like to cook, you'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. So Factor is like all the girls at our club like eat Factor. They work out, they're in fantastic shape, okay? Like tons of these girls. Like you go in the when the girls are on their lunch breaks or dinner breaks and they're eating, I'm like, what is that? That's a Factor. Okay, they're like all these girls are eating Factor meals. With Factor, you can skip the extra trip to the grocery store and the chopping, prepping, and cleaning up while still getting the flavor and nutritional quality. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes. Stick them in the microwave, 2 minutes. Heat and enjoy. Choose from 34 weekly flavor packed, fresh, never frozen meals are ready to eat in 2 minutes. There's a lot of different options, too. They have a gourmet plus option, prepared and perfected by chefs ready to eat in record time. You treat yourself to upscale meals with premium ingredients like broccolini, which I love, leeks, truffle butter, and asparagus. That's some good stuff. And if you're too busy running around all day, think about lunch. Keep your energy up with Lunch To Go. It's effortless, wholesome meals like grain bowls and salad toppers. Very easy. They're ready to eat when you're on the go. No microwave required. And if you're looking for calorie-conscious options, depending on what your diet is during the busy season, you can try delicious, dietitian-approved calorie smart meals with around or less than 550 calories per serving. That's nothing. So need an extra boost to support your wellness goals and feel your best as you tackle busy autumn? Try Protein Plus meals with 30 grams of protein or more per serving. You can round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 54-plus add-ons, including breakfast items like the apple cinnamon pancakes, bacon and cheddar egg bites, potato bacon and egg breakfast skillets, or for an easy wellness boost, you can try refreshing beverages options like cold-pressed juices, shakes, and smoothies. With Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. If you're busy, they offset 100% of the delivery emissions, source 100% renewable electricity for the production sites and offices, and feature sustainably sourced seafood in all the meals if you're into stuff like that. So this September, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals, enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered right to your door. They're ready in just 2 minutes. They're absolutely delicious. There's no prep, no mess, no chopping up food. Just take them, eat them, and throw them in the garbage. So head to factormeals.com/K1050, that's K10050, and get 50% off. That's code K10050 at factormeals.com, FactorMeals.com, and /K1050 to get 50% off. You cannot beat that. That's 50% off. They're the only sponsor that we have ever had that is giving 50% off. You have to try this. It's delicious and it's easy. Even if you like to cook, the Factor meals are as good as like the home, the stuff you eat in restaurants. They're delicious.
D.I., let me just tell you real quick. I had the green peppercorn pork tenderloin last night, right? All I did was pop a few holes in the package, cook it for 2 minutes, checked it, you know, stirred around. Gave it another minute. It was ready. Basically 3-4 minutes. I got a meal and I got to be like, seriously, this tasted like, you know, a pork tenderloin that I bought from the grocery store and cooked. Like, it doesn't taste like your typical microwave type dinner. This stuff is very, very, very good. And I'm actually doing another order for myself right now.
Well, here's the thing, bro, whether you're counting calories or you need extra energy, or you need extra protein, they got you covered. On top of that, the great thing about this, you don't have to go to the store, mix anything, cut anything, you know, nothing. And the sauces that they use on their meats are ridiculous. And here's the other thing, bro. I'm a huge fan of their smoothies and they're absolutely delicious. Just awesome. So check it out at a Factor Meals. Boom. So let me condemn something that you didn't ask me to, but I'll do it anyways. I'm going to condemn for A, making me watch most of your games. Number two, for rooting for you. And number three, being blinded by patriotism that I couldn't see that this team was very weak. I'm going to condemn the U.S. men's basketball team for not even getting a bronze.
Right.
And losing to Canada. And worse, Dylan Brooks scored 40. And all he did was make fun of the American players, which got mega heat with me. Because this team's just too young. Even though they got the incredible Edwards on there and Brunson and Halliburton did some work, they're just still too young and they need – bro, Canada had – remember that guy Gilgeous Alexander?
Yeah, he's one of the best players in the league. SGA.
Right, yeah. Right. You know, like they got these – like, and we just send like young cats, oh, we're going to win. And I don't think anybody cares about the World Cup. But I do like this. And I'm condemning the USA basketball team for not even getting the bronze. But – I do like that now LeBron is recruiting a team for the Olympics and Devin Booker already said yes, try to stop him. And they're looking for Joel Embiid, try to stop him.
Nice.
So I'm happy because we may be going really strong into the – oh, and by the way, the NBA just passed a new – I like this – anti-rest rule, which I think fucks the fans. And you can only – you can't rest more than one start per game. How great is that?
They have broken – let me tell you, the main thing that was doing was pissing off the advertisers. You got these – you got Wednesday night –
fans.
Tuesday night, you got Tuesday Night Basketball on TNT. You got a marquee matchup with like Philadelphia versus Boston, and Tatum, Brown, you know, Harden, and Embiid aren't playing. It's like, who's going to watch that? You know,
right? And what is Brooklyn? You know what was the worst? The Clippers. How many games did Leonard and Paul George not play?
Yeah,
like well, a the grip.
The networks are telling, probably went to the league, that look, dude, we're giving you $1 billion a year in TV rights fees. These guys need to play. You know, at least, you know, you can't have these guys sitting out 10% of the games when Michael Jordan, like, never sat on any games.
Right. And you know, like, here, it's not to bash the new guys, but I'm going to have to say it, bro. You never saw that in the old days. These guys were playing hurt. These guys were playing tired. These guys were playing, you know. Right. Last thing I want to bring up. I'm sure you saw it. Did you see the UFC?
Yes, I did.
What did you think about the only match that mattered?
I thought that Sean Strickland had a very unorthodox combat stance that I've never really seen anybody use before. It's kind of like he was kind of like Mayweather with the boxing stance and do the shoulder, like, you know, like kind of stuff. Everything. And bro, just out of sight, he could not crack the puzzle. He had no clue what to do. You know,
well, that's one. I have two other theories that I'm going to I like what you said. I agree with a lot of that, but I'm going to add two more things here. He might have been hurt before the match or during the match. He might have gotten hurt. Okay. But usually they'll say it like in the post interview.
Right.
And here's the other thing, bro. When he knocked him down the first time, which came literally out of nowhere, he didn't even see that coming. All right. By the time he got up, he wasn't letting him breathe. And he threw a array and a barrage of shots to his chin and face. And I don't think he ever completely came out of that. Would you lead any credence to any of that?
I mean, I just like I said, then what's his
you
name
want me
said,
to repeat that because you were texting
no, no,
when
no.
you heard me?
No, no, because here's the thing. Sean Strickland said afterwards, okay, that he felt like he was fighting an amateur. He said this guy was doing nothing in there with me. And
he
really
was
didn't.
Doing nothing. You know, he was like, doing nothing. That's why I think he might have been dazed. He might have been dazed.
But he wouldn't really do anything even before he got hit. It's like, I don't know. I don't know. Well, we'll see what happens next time. But this is funny. It's like you broke
terrible showing by Israel. I will say that not to take anything away from Strickland.
At one point, he was like 19-1. Okay, now he's like 22-3. Just goes to show you, dude, it's very difficult when you're the champion
to maintain. Yeah, right,
bro. You're fighting literally the number one contender almost every fight. Like it's
plus, here's another thing. Here's another thing, Disco. Here's another thing that people don't take into account, and it happens in wrestling too. Because, for example, I was talking to Dominic the other day, and I just forgot, you know, the amount of press that he's doing besides wrestling and traveling. So when you're the UFC champion and you're supposed to be like pound for pound one of the best or if not the best, bro, you're doing interviews all the time that you didn't do before because you were a nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That takes away from your training, you know, and your focus. But I just felt he was dazed and he never got back into it. But that's why I love UFC. You never know what's going to happen. That's the beauty of it. There's a big fight coming up soon where both of those guys from Dagestan or from Russia are in, Islam and the other guy.
Chimaev versus Costa?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Chimaev versus Costa. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This looks like a really good card.
So, so we packed a good amount of sports in here. So if you got any questions, opinions, anything about what we discussed or you want to discuss a sporting topic, you know where to send it to, k100questions@gmail.com. And this has been K100 Sports. Boom.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.